brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we just celebrated the nation's birthday, and let me tell you, it may be one of our last. I'm sure as we're a regional slave holding of the New World Order, they'll still have the fireworks displays for the slaves. But they do have a bad carbon footprint. They do put off carbon dioxide and may need to be banned. They're actually calling for that. In fact, oh, people won't believe me. Google fireworks carbon footprint, bad for greenhouse gases. See, the global carbon tax is all about micromanaging and regulating every facet of your life. So you may still have the fireworks. You're just going to pay a big tax to be able to have the fireworks. And the government can selectively enforce and control who can have a factory and who can't, who can have a car dealership and who can't. Now that the federal government runs General Motors, whoever is friends of the government, the Democratic Party, they get to stay open. If you don't work with the mafia, you get closed. That's on record. This is the out-of-control wickedness we're all witnessing. Now, I have noticed that every time it's summertime, the last 10 years, they get on the news and they say, global warming has caused this. We're having a hot summer in Texas or in Illinois or in California, wherever it is, because of global warming. There you go. Mainstream news, London Guardian, ban the fireworks displays. Print that for me. See, everything's going to get banned. But see, actually, it's not going to get banned. You're just going to pay your cut to Don Corleone, the carbon cops. Pull it up for him. Pull up carbon climate cops. And it shows the kids in their red and black uniforms in England and the U.S., the cartoon characters of 2 years ago. Now the real uniforms are the climate cop uniforms, red and black. Show them the climate cops, and then show them city year climate cops. 2 years later, it goes from taught in public schools about here are the climate cops, report on your parents, they're the little bastards are, to actual uniforms. See, I mean, it's a vortex of evil. In fact, we ought to pull up the New York Times where it shows the little girl reporting on mommy and writing tickets because mommy takes a hot bath. And that's a climate crime, and the mother says, oh, I'm so glad my daughter's reporting on me. In fact, Google this. Climate government textbook, Australian textbook, teaches children to commit suicide. And they had an accompanying video game where it tells the children you're supposed to kill yourselves. And this is taught. And then mainly the girls get sad for the earth, sad for the kitties and stuff, literally, and go hang themselves. And there's a little celebration. Oh, for the earth. Very sick. See, everything's just totally sick, totally evil, totally insane. And then I'm the sane one. A lot of you are sane. We see all of this as totally insane and sickening for what it is, and it drives us crazy, and we get upset, and then we're the bad ones. We're the evil ones. Steve Watson wrote an article about it. Just type website, ABC website, was ABC News Australia, teaches kids to kill themselves, and it'll come up for you. You know, when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, and I know a lot of people are watching this at PrisonPlanet.tv in the archives or when it gets ripped to the web later all over the planet, I want the first thing viewers out there to see is say, number one, I'm not going to believe Alex Jones. I'm going to go check everything he just said, and I'm going to look it up for myself. And then ask yourselves, is Alex getting angry enough about this? Because I think when they're training kids worldwide to go write dossiers on their parents, and they have the parents in the newspapers everywhere saying it's good, I love my kids reporting on me, I think we have a problem. And it gets worse. Yeah, there it is. ABC website tells kids they should die. And that's from news.com.au. That's from mainstream. Click on the link. Take them to the actual Australian site or they won't believe it. That was from PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. They must see it for themselves. They must face it for themselves. Is teaching children to kill themselves good?
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
GraphUnderSafes.com are the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. GraphUnder Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes on the market today. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted safe or vault door, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. At GraphUnderSafes.com, the security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. GraphUnder Safes uses only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequaled reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com. That's GraphUnderSafes.com. Or click their banner on InfoWars.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For stations that just joined us, coming up in this hour, I'm going to get into the hate crimes bill, the subsections again, because we're about to lose the First Amendment. I mean, officially gone on paper. If this passes the Senate this week, it's passed the House. And other hate crimes bills just stated that certain groups would be given special treatment if they had a crime committed against them. But now it just says that if you hurt someone's feelings, you're going to go to prison for 10 years. And it's going to pass. I can't believe this. I mean, it's going to become law. Now, we've got to ignore it and say no to it. Kind of like the McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform, tripled the money lobbyists could give, but restricted what individuals could give. And banned talk radio on paper. You know, they made this claim that I can't have Larry Pratt on, say, from Gun Owners of America, or if I 6 weeks before an election, or if I wanted to have somebody on, say, from Greenpeace before an election, I can't, if I agreed with that. Or if I wanted to have somebody on from the Boll Weevil Association, whatever that is. You know, the point is, no free speech. People just said, you know what, we're going to ignore you. Because a lot of this stuff is so criminal and over the top that we can just ignore it. But everything's carbon taxes. I want to get into that first and then some more of your phone calls. I told you that in Europe and California, also Canada's wanting to put taxes on fireplaces, space heaters, outdoor space heaters, to tax them or outright ban them. I told you there's a move to ban fireworks because they put off carbon. Everything's carbon. We're carbon-based life forms. It's making us illegal, as the Club of Rome said. It's a disgusting tax on all life, all activity, everything, the life cycle. It's a tax on what plants breathe. It is not a nerve gas. It is not a chemical weapon. It is not a devil weapon. It is not a satanic, weapon of devilry. It is carbon dioxide. But I was in Target and just trying to buy some T-shirts. And they were all saying environmentally safe, zero carbon footprint for the earth. And I couldn't buy them because I was giving money to a Nazi regime. I was giving money to something that's going to be used for eugenics because they take the money from all this green revolution on record. Then they roll in with investment for the poor with the sterilization shots, with the HIV shots, with the debt, with the death and destruction on record. Official U.S. government policy. So when you hear the liberals going, we got to have a carbon tax, it'll fund helping the third world. Ask them, go, but we need to get rid of those people, right? And they'll go, yes, of course. So we have stuff that does have an evil carbon footprint. We have cotton T-shirts made right here in the USA. Cotton T-shirts designed and printed up right here in the USA. The plants do breathe carbon dioxide. I want to warn people. The plants that grew this are chemical weapon breathers. They breathe the deadly devil carbon dioxide. They even drink the evil devil water. In fact, put the scientific name of water up on screen. And try this with your neighbors. Say, we've got to ban this. It's in the water. And they'll say, yes, ban it. Ban it. Your neighbor will be, I'm conscientious. I. And then go, but that's water. And they'll say, still ban the water. Ban it all. It's evil. I mean, this is literally the system. Dihydrogen monoxide, ladies and gentlemen, hardcore weapon. So water is a chemical weapon. Carbon dioxide the plants breathe is a chemical weapon. And this does have a carbon footprint. For a limited time, before all this is restricted and banned, and before the factory has to have special licenses to have this, of course, there'll be no license on Mexico or China or India. It'll all just leave it there. We'll have to get you shirts from there in the future because, you know, carbon footprint, it'll actually increase the carbon footprint, though, moving it all to China and India. In a way, it's kind of a good thing, but except we'll lose our jobs. But, I mean, it's a good thing in that we'll have more carbon, which is actually what plants breathe. But here are the new T-shirts. We got a new T-shirt each week. And Infowars.com on the left breast over your heart. We'll zoom in on that. Infowars.com. There is a war on for your mind. And then we've taken the famous bumper sticker and given it some 21st century oomph. Look at that. Don't steal. The government hates competition. Infowars.com with a friendly police officer with a billy club. Now, this is a shirt everybody should sport. And it's got that sporty, cutting-edge, trendy. There's a lot of folks with green mohawks, you know, wearing these kind of style of shirts, kind of that 50s retro. Ladies and gentlemen, sport this with a green mohawk. Now you're truly styling, huh? And it has an evil carbon footprint. Man, I'm evil. Woo! I was drinking farm milk the other day. Actually, from a cow in Georgetown that hadn't been pasteurized or had growth hormone added. Man, I'm radical. This show is radical. Extreme. Wild. Okay, now let me get serious here. Tony Blair, I'm a planet-saving kind of guy. He's saving us. I mean, this is a guy who turned England into a police state surveillance grid worse than 1984 with secret police everywhere. The Wall Street Journal admitted she had secret police interrogating her while she was in England. But still, I'm extreme, though. Just everybody has secret police tell you to line up and answer questions. That's completely normal. The citizens are spies. Everything's fine. But that's all right. Tony Blair, I'm a planet saving kind of guy. And this article with a straight face pushes global carbon taxes. Now, Don't you want to save the planet? You know, it's kind of like a cool beatnik at a coffee shop. And it's like, oh, you got a big beard and a bandana, and you've got all the right stuff. It must mean you're cool. What are you doing with your life? Oh, man, I'm saving the planet, daddy-o. Rad. All right. Hey, man, great. Meanwhile, you're stooges for eugenicists. And again, I don't care if you got green hair, a mohawk, purple hair, blue hair. I don't care if you're wearing a cowboy hat. I don't care if you're wearing a three-piece suit. Can we just get into liberty instead of how we look or what color the president is or what color Michael Jackson is? I saw a clip on the news, maybe the 5 minutes of news coverage, and it was that actor who played in Any Given Sunday, Jamie Foxx. I kind of think he's a good actor, but now I don't like him anymore. He was up there praising Michael Jackson, the pervert, and going, he's our Michael Jackson. He's our black man. See, it's all about race identity. Well, if you're so into your fellow black man, how about you, Jamie Foxx, stop the CPS from grabbing black kids and testing chemicals, biologicals, and radiologicals on them? It's going on right now. But no, it's too much fun to, you know, make $20 million a year and run around like a pimp, pimping everybody, talking about Michael Jackson, who gave kids Jesus juice and his maximum security, that's what he called it, the wine when he got them drunk. You know, most of us in college are trying to get the chicks to get drunk and halfway pass out. Not Michael Jackson. He's got the little kids in there and his maximum security bedroom. It's unbelievable. Yeah, I had a maximum security bedroom back there getting the kids drunk. That's a real nice person, Mr. Fox. But see, because it's fad-driven, so it's okay. And that's all this global warming garbage is it's another fad, another global scam. You got Fortune 500, all the media, the chemical companies, the energy companies, the NFL, everything's behind it. It's real. I randomly was at a Barnes & Noble this weekend, and I wasn't randomly at the Barnes & Noble. I went there on purpose. Took my wife to dinner for her birthday and then went over next door to the Barnes & Noble. And I just randomly closed my eyes and grabbed two magazines. Both of them are how we got to have global warming taxes and global warming regulation. And one of them was Atlantic Monthly, how we got to save the planet with a world government. Only the bankers can fix it. I mean, folks, I can randomly walk into a bookstore, walk over to the magazine rack, close my eyes, spin around. People probably thought I was crazy. Spin around and just grab two magazines. And it's all New World Order propaganda. I mean, we are wallowing in it. We are swimming in it. We are living in it. It's all around us. And most of the public just capitulate. They go, I'm buying into it. It's a fad. Enslave me. Bankrupt me. I'll lose my job. But I'll sure be trendy. Go green. All the genetic engineering, the cross species engineering, the toxic waste dumping in the water supply, the overfishing. There's a lot of real stuff going on that's a problem. And the government isn't going to do jack squat about that because they want all that to continue. The elite believes they've got nanotechnology and they can repeople the earth and they've got all these doomsday vaults built. They don't care if everything gets destroyed. That's part of their plan. They want everything to get wrecked. No, they want to tax innocuous carbon dioxide, the life-giving gas. 4% of the atmosphere is carbon dioxide. 4%. That's what plants breathe. And in many other times in history, it's been as much as 10 to 14%. It's low. We need more of it. But it doesn't matter. Tony Blair looks like a con artist. I mean, if you saw this guy standing around in a park by himself, you would think that he was looking for some loving in the bathroom. I mean, and this is a guy who admittedly does black magic rituals when he was prime minister, and everything he does is calculated by his wife, who's a witch. And folks, this isn't me saying he's a witch, let's, you know, throw him in the water and see if he sinks or floats. This, if at Google, Tony Blair witchcraft, or his wife, Tony Blair's wife witchcraft, you will see mainstream news, okay? The point is, this is a delusional scam artist criminal. And so what does he say? Oh, I'm a planet-saving kind of guy. Zoom in on this thug. When we come back, they're now saying summer is not natural and that there shouldn't be seasons. I told you. I told you that was next. I saw them building up to that, going, winter's too cold, global warming, summer's too hot, global heating. Now it's just, well, kids, don't believe that old crazy man. His re-education didn't work. There really is no such thing as seasons. Really, Mommy? Yes.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals. For your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Out your window. It's kind of good how they always cut to me right when I get in my chair. And
I won't even turn my head.
I can do the radio show like this now. I can't wait to have carbon taxes and have every facet of my life micromanaged by government control freaks run by offshore banks. I can't wait to have what's left of industry shut down. I always wanted to be a slave. This is fun. I like it. I like the government. That'll definitely be looped on the internet. That'll be another classic. I'm actually exhausted. I'm trying to have a good attitude. I'm trying to be nice about all this. It's just this other piece of news I have. Let me analyze this first, then I'll get into the others and your calls. Tony Blair. I'm a planet-saving kind of guy. That's the name of the article, Times of London. The former prime minister has a new green master plan. It won't mean giving up our energy-rich lifestyle, but it will cost us billions. Oh, we get to keep the fireplace that just his people are going to come inspect and tax. And again, zoom in on him. He is such a nice man. Now, this is their favorite type of article, and I need to create some type of psychological lexicon to explain all of this, to put it into definitions and terms. But the way the pro-global warming crowd always pushes that we have to have this global tax is by criticizing the politicians that are proposing it. You go, well, how is that promoting it? They know the politicians are incredibly unpopular, that they know the people don't trust them and don't like them. So the trick is, they always come out and talk about, yeah, the earth is in trouble, but these politicians, they play the class card, are flying on private jets and have 8,000 square foot homes like Al Gore and have huge carbon footprints bigger than the average person. And so that's the issue, is that Arnold Schwarzenegger is for the global carbon tax because he's so conservative, but he flies to Sacramento every day from L.A., from Beverly Hills. And, oh, the Prince Charles is for global taxes, but he still flies around the world. So now he hologrammed into Austin last year to push for the carbon tax. So now he appears via hologram to save the earth. And so, see, it takes the debate off of, they know the human mind wants a debate. The human mind wants a choice. The human mind wants to be able to make a choice. And so instead of saying, is global warming man-made? Is global warming man-made and real? Is global warming a naturally occurring sun cycle that's being hijacked by a group of scammers that want to micromanage and control all industry and set up a worldwide monopoly under their control? And, of course, that's the answer. So they give you a false choice. Yes, global warming's real and man-made and very horrible. We've got to do something about it. But Tony Blair has too big a carbon footprint and is a hypocrite. We got to cut his carbon allotment. And then they use class warfare with the public going, yeah, get those rich jet setters. You understand how that psychological game works, guys? Does that make sense? And it's a shake and bake. It's always the same article. I've seen this article probably 500 times if I've seen it once. It says, the silence from Tony Blair is so long, it's embarrassing. Ooh, everybody's winning. See, by getting involved and believing in carbon taxes, you get the rich people. That's the message. Yes, we're going to tax everybody. Don't worry. We're going to get that rich guy. And, oh, look, he's embarrassed. We're now getting him with the carbon tax. We're now teaching him. We're now showing him. Oh, please don't throw me in the briar patch, Tony Blair says. He has just spent 15 minutes enthusing about his new global report about how technology can help the world to combat global climate change. That's another lie. That, oh, this is technological jump forward. This is new jobs. No, it's not. It's freezing the economy. It's a wet blanket on the already dead economy. Another lie right there. It's all just scientifically written. This Jonathan Leake knows what he's doing. About how technology can help the world combat climate change. And when the obvious question arose, what has he done to make his own life more sustainable? Long silence? Oh, he's not doing enough. See, that's the control paradigm. Give up everything to the bankers and be a slave or kill yourself. Really prove you take one for the team. Put back on screen, ABC News tells kids to commit suicide. I'm not kidding when I say that. Really prove you're for the earth. Kill yourself. Oh, how good of you. Well, elitist, why don't you kill yourself? Oh, we have to oversee the death. We have to be the guardians of the system. Tony Blair, I'm a planet-saving kind of guy. When we get back, Climate change alarmist claims arrival of summer is really global warming. Oh, yes.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future. Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
All right, your phone calls. Craig, Gary, Danny, Bill, Kelly, Michael, they're all coming up. I'm going to get into the hate crime legislation. I mean, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe the House has passed a bill that says basically no free speech in America. I mean, this is like the Soviet Union. It's really happening. And I'm not going to shut up. And at the point they're trying to send cops around to arrest people for their speech, we got to do something. And they always sell it in the name of, oh, it's to shut up a Nazi. Yeah, but if you shut up a Nazi, you just shut yourself up. So that's coming up. Punch that up on screen for folks. I want them to see this at PrisonPlanet.tv and also hear the headline. When I tell you that Dr. Eric Pianka and... it seems like every other major biology professor we look into who's tenured, they're calling for 90% of us to be killed. This whole thing is about eugenics, about saying that they're the elite and they decide who lives and who dies. And you can go to ABC News Australia where they put out a kids' video game teaching kids how to kill themselves. Punch it up. There it is. ABC website tells kids when they should die. And then punch it up. pools of blood. It teaches them, oh, you have a certain carbon footprint, and when it runs out, you've got to die with pools of blood. Based on your greenhouse emissions. Now, that said, I've seen them building towards saying that seasons aren't normal. Because first it was global freezing back in the 60s when we had a coal spell. They said, oh my God, the earth's freezing, we've got to have a global tax on carbon dioxide. Then they said, oh my gosh, in the 70s it's a warming trend, we've got to have a global warming tax. And then the last few years, there's been a global cooling trend, and the UN and others have been caught on record. Steve Watson, in this article he wrote, has links to the mainstream news admitting it, lying about what the buoys in the ocean getting temperature and what weather stations worldwide were showing. They just lied and added 5 to 10 degrees on every buoy and thermostat in the world that they were measuring from. They're just liars. They're scam artists. Enron came up with this carbon tax idea. This is to tax everything you do and put it into a private derivatives account of a bunch of offshore banks. So, of course, all the big corporations are for it. I don't know. The NFL came out and said it's real. I like it. It's tough and manly. You're not against football, are you? Some kind of commie? We need home inspections. We need the kids to learn how to commit suicide for the earth. It's tough. It's conservative to pay 95% taxes. Man, I'm really obnoxious today because I'm just getting sick of everything, ladies and gentlemen. So great story by Steve Watson up on Infowars.net. Climate change alarmist claims arrival of summer is really global warming. The same Guardian newspaper that says ban fireworks because they create carbon. Deadly carbon. And what amounts to little more than a three-paragraph rant, a well-known British climate change alarmist has announced that the onset of a glorious spell of summer weather has uniformly silenced climate change deniers. It's the same every summer. They go, notice things are hot. That's global warming. And they're saying record heat. Austin has never been hotter. I went and looked up the record temperatures. Austin has been 112 degrees before. They're saying 105 is the hottest ever recorded. Heck, I heard that on the news this morning. Hey, guys, search the term Austin record temperature. Austin, Texas, record temperature. We'll see if it's the 105, like they're saying, in July. It's been a lot hotter than 105 in July. But they go, my God, it's hot. And the kids are like, what is it, Mommy? It's something called global warming. It used to always be snow on the ground, honey. Oh, okay, Mommy. How do I fix it? Well, you pay money to offshore banks to fund eugenics and kill people in third world countries, and then we lose all our jobs here and are dependent on them, and we live homeless on the street. Yeah, record temperatures seize Austin. Again, medics warn of heat dangers. Every year, the local news, there's KI.com, total baloney. It's not record temperatures. Now, you got a news item with them saying it's record temperatures, what I actually saw on TV this morning. Go, I saw it on News 8. Go now and put in temperature records Austin, Texas, and you'll get federal or state government. And I guarantee you it's higher than 105. I want to say it's 112 or 14. I remember a summer when I was about 9 years old in Dallas when all the grass died, the ground was cracked, the sun was like red every day in the sky, and they were saying it was 110, 114 some days. And trees were all dying everywhere. It's the sun, nothing to do with your SUVs. Did you find it? That's monthly averages from the Weather Channel. Find like Austin, Texas record summer temperature. All-time record temperature, Austin, Texas. Find that. I know I heard 114 growing up in Dallas. I remember doing two-a-days for a week straight one time in August when it was 109 degrees and they still wouldn't cancel the Rockwall Yellow Jackets one, but Dallas was canceling theirs because some of the kids were dying. And our coaches were all former Marines from Korea and stuff. And they're like, you little bastard, you're going to run. Here, let me see what it says here. Record heat prompts weather advisories all-time energy consumption. Now, that's a News 8 putting out the local lie, saying 105 is the all-time record heat for July. That is not true in Texas. I guarantee it. See, you're getting current weather. You want all-time heat record Austin, Texas. Or Heat Records, Texas. We'll get it for you. See, the reason I do this now on air a lot is it's all about the experience, just of learning data. Here, I'm going to say the news is lying to you about 105 being the record on July 4th. And so I'm going to go show you now that it's not record temperatures. The highest is 120. Yeah, but is that Austin? San Marcos, 1954, 110. That's basically Austin. That's South Austin now, San Marcos. Well, okay, there's San Marcos right there. 110, 1954. You got to find the date on that. Find me record temperatures, Texas, in month of July. I want that. I guarantee you it's going to be over 105 in Austin. I'll bet my right arm. Man, I'm obnoxious. Okay. Anyways, let me just go ahead and... Here's the article. Now they're saying basically summer doesn't exist. And they teach kids this in school. They go, it's hot outside. And the little five-year-olds are like, you're going to die. And the atmosphere is going to boil off the planet. And you're all going to burn to death if we don't have global warming. Now you go tell mommy, here's a list of carbon crimes. And, of course, they don't tell the five-year-olds that. They just scare them when they're five. But by the time they're in the third, fourth grade, they have them with little clipboards going, mommy, you're getting a ticket from me for the hot bath and you left the light on. Mommy, you left the water on while you were brushing your teeth. That's wasteful. My grandmother was basically doing that to me at my parents' house. 4th of July, Saturday. God bless her heart. I'm over there and she's like telling me that we shouldn't water our yard. It's a devil crime that water's not renewable. I mean, they've got the body snatchers have got everybody, folks, basically. Did we find the record temperatures for Austin? Yeah, well, they're saying a record high temperature of 104 degrees was set in Austin Camp Mabry today, airport weather, July 2009. I don't know what they're talking about. We're going to find it. Anyways, that's yesterday. That's them saying it's the record. Okay, climate change alarmists claims arrival of summer is really global warming. Some people seem to have forgotten what seasons are. Now, see, Steve Watts has now become a conspiracy theorist. He's saying there's something called seasons, folks. I've heard that guy's a wild nut. The Wall Street Journal ought to write a story about how he's crazy. In what amounts to little more than a three-paragraph rant, a well-known British climate change alarmist has announced that the onset of a glorious spell of summer weather has uniformly silence climate change deniers. London Guardian contributor George Monbiot today asked, by the way, he's a guy that signed a letter a month ago calling for world government with a group of journalists. So he wants the funding mechanism for world government. Have the climate change deniers abandoned us during the heat wave was the headline. Oh, we abandoned. See, they know everybody's about living in the minute. Everybody's about transitory hype. And so, oh, it's hot. Oh, proven. That's like saying it's hot, so therefore the moon is made of cheese. It's like having a block of cheese in your hand going, I have cheese, therefore the moon is made of cheese. His central and indeed his only point seems to be that because it is hot at the moment in the southeast of England, this can be used to counter those who question the consensus. Of course, they lied about there being a consensus on climate change. Notice it's not global warming. See, it's climate change. Having seasons is evil. I'm not kidding. You're going to have children now arguing, going, is it true we have climate? Is it true there used to be a winter and a summer? No, those people are with Al-Qaeda. Climate change deniers, they bombed the building. Look for that to happen. They're going to definitely do false flags because they want to ban. It's called climate denial. They say that's code now for wanting to kill Jews. I'm not kidding. They say, you know, use the Holocaust on anybody. Oh, it's like Holocaust denial. We have to arrest you. They're proposing arrest. In fact, people won't believe that. It says 107 close to record. That's out of the Austin American Statesman. So June is not as hot as July. And they're saying 107 is close to the record because it was 108 in June before. See, I'm telling you, that is not the all-time hot temperature like they're saying right now. I've seen it 100 degrees in May in this state. Again, it's all about perception. It's kind of like people in New York. Everybody I meet from New York who's never been to Texas, they go, we thought you lived in shacks and rode horses to work, and we thought that it was all desert. It's a perception that Texas is desert. Well, the western part of it is, the eastern part, swamps and pine trees. But the point is, the perception is global warming's real, and this new global government's going to fix it, when it has nothing to do with that, and the people pushing it know that. It's a big joke to them. And I know you know that, folks, but we got to get the word out to people. Once again, using the insane and extremely derogatory term of denier for anyone who raises questions over the theory of man-made global warming, Monbiot fires his way through an immature explosion of words that may as well read, told you so, nah, 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 nah. Yeah, but see, he does that scientifically. Monbiot's a high-level journalist with a globalist. He admits it. He's gone, we've run our black ops, they're brain damaged, they're dumbed down with our eugenics op. We've got to further dumb them down. And so they feed people on this bestial, low-level, moronic, sophomoric, you just don't like Obama because you lost, right-winger. And I'm like, I'm not a Republican or a right-winger. I don't believe in the left-right paradigm. The presidents are controlled by offshore banks. Nice try, Republican. You're just mad you lost. Oh, nice try. It's hot outside. It's global warming. You're like, hey, you faked all the thermostat records. No, we didn't. Shut up. And you're like, but you're being enslaved, too. No, I'm part of the system. Because I feel like I'm going along with this psychologically. That makes me in charge. The fact that this is the height of summer, and that this is the first time in 3 years that the country has seen any kind of agreeable weather, seems to be a secondary point to those like Monbiot, who have us believe that we're all going to keel over and die unless we start paying vast amounts of taxes to politicians and carbon trading to businessmen. Okay, I'm going to shut up. Go to your calls. The point here is, then we have this Oxfam International, big globalist eugenics front, and it says millions face climate-related hunger as seasons shift and change. And it says there's floods and earthquakes. It's the climate doing it. There's always floods and earthquakes. And they show somebody with in a flood having to carry his belongings as if monsoons in India didn't happen 5,000 years ago. But see, no proof. It's all just emotional appeal to emotion. Oh, the earth is dying. Oh, my God. Yeah. If we don't move our industry to India where they have no carbon controls, and if we don't increase the carbon, we're all dead. But that's not what they're saying. They're saying move it to India where there's no controls and there'll be less. Even if you believe it's bad. And then the next thing is, oh, we need a global tax mobilized for $150 billion tax needed in addition to existing aid commitments to help poor countries adapt to the efforts of climate change and reduce emissions. That's just a new IMF World Bank payoff. It just gave the IMF $1 trillion to go out and forcibly carry out inoculations, injections, sterilizations, takeover of the third world. It's just funding the war machine. Oh, we're here to help the earth. This is the Nazi takeover. This is the globalist takeover. This is the eugenics. This is the planetary government regulating the very building blocks of life on the planet. Talk about a tyranny that makes what you breathe a crime. The air you breathe, what plants breathe, a crime. It is the most preposterous scam fraud ever conceived, and it's passed the U.S. House. It's now in the Senate, and so is the hate crimes bill to ban free speech in America, targeting Christianity. Christians aren't protected. Gun owners aren't protected. Veterans aren't protected. It's all If you say something bad about any of these protected groups and it hurts their feelings, the federal government is going to send police to arrest you. And then we're going to demonize conservatives and gun owners and Christians with the Homeland Security reports. Because, see, we're the threat. We won't take the chip. We won't go along with all with the new global Gaia religion. All right, I told you, nothing but open phones in the next hour, but for the end of this segment, the next, he called in. He couldn't get in on the regular line. Daryl Rundus, he's been arrested and fined and feed for preaching on street corners in Dallas. Not allowed to do that. Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. He's got a lawsuit going over that, and the news is like, how dare you stand up for your rights? But he's here to make an announcement today. Daryl, what do you think of all the stuff that's happening in the world?
Man, you know what I think? I think Christians must be blind, stupid, or lazy or something, because I'm constantly confronting them with all this evidence that's clearly right before their face, and they just don't seem to get it, Alex. So I just called up today to give you a word of encouragement.
All right, well, give us that word of encouragement on the other side. Word encouragement. I just invented a new word. Alex Jones and the Ebonics Radio Show, straight ahead. Daryl Rundus, stay with us, my friend. Good to hear from you. We'll be right back with Daryl Rundus and your calls.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is the end.
This is the end. It's hot outside. The earth is heating. Tax us. I heard a conspiracy theorist say it was summer, but that was a lie. The government teaches us there is no summer. If the winter comes or the spring comes, it's Al-Qaeda. Tax me, tax me. The sun has nothing to do with it. Al Gore says so. He invented the internet. He's a genius. All right, Daryl Rundus, you were calling into the show. I apologize. Go ahead.
That's okay, man. I just called because it seemed like you could use a word of encouragement. I know it gets frustrating fighting.
I am a bit of a pouty pot today.
No, it's okay. In fact, it brings me to my point, which is the number one rule, the very first rule when it comes to waking people up. You know what it is?
Be obnoxious.
Yeah, that too.
I'm just...
No, actually, quite the contrary. You never get mad at the blind man. You remember we talked about this. It's so hard not to, because some of these people just seem so arrogant or ignorant. It gets so frustrating.
Yes, they're arrogant about their stupidity. It's like they have a possession. No, I don't want to know that. There is no such thing as summer. Shut up. It's a conspiracy.
And in the same way, though, if you're sitting at a bus stop and a blind man walks by and he tripped over you and fell down, you wouldn't say, hey, you stupid blind man, watch where you're going. No, you'd take compassion on
him. No, you'd take him to a FEMA camp as Al-Qaeda.
Well, you'd
euthanize him because he's bad for the earth. He's got a carbon footprint.
Absolutely. But that's where, you know, we have to be patient. We have to be diligent and persistent in our efforts. But at the same time, hey, it's our job to do what you're already doing, and that is just continue to sow the truth, to seed the truth to people. And, hey, let them fall where they may. Some will find good soil, and they'll produce good fruit. Most of them won't. In fact, I wanted to call to give a wake-up call and a word of encouragement to you, but a wake-up call to many Christians. I heard you reading the Word, one of the Psalms the other day, and so I thought of you when I saw this in Scripture. I thought you'd want to hear it. You want to hear it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this is Jesus. Straight from the Lord himself in Luke 12, talking about the last day.
Now, wait, this is going to be banned soon. I'm not kidding. Under the new hate crime law about to pass the Senate, if what you're about to read hurts someone's feelings, and in Canada they arrest preachers. This is actually, it happened in Philadelphia. They arrested preachers. What you're about to read here is soon to be banned in the U.S., but I guess that's what the 4th of July is all about. So before this is banned, go ahead and read it.
Yeah, I would say it's no longer Independence Day. It's more like Interdependence Day, dependent on the government.
Yes, dependent on the government day. Go ahead and read these. And I'm not kidding. Soon to be banned evil, according to the media.
It definitely would classify for hate speech, but I'm quoting the Bible, the age-old truth of the Scriptures. And this is, once again, Jesus himself saying this, not to the unbeliever, okay, but to those who say they believe, okay? So listen close to what he says in Luke 12, starting with verse 42. He says, who then is the faithful and wise manager whom the master puts in charge of all his servants to give them their food allowance at the proper time? It'll be good for that servant whom the master finds doing so when he returns. I tell you the truth, he'll put him in charge of all his possessions. But suppose the servant says to himself, my master is taking a long time in coming. And then he begins to beat some other men's servants and maid servants, and to eat and drink and get drunk. Now listen closely to what Jesus says he's going to do to those people who are mocking and making fun of those who are standing up for liberty and truth and for justice. It says the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him and at an hour he's unaware of, and he'll cut him into pieces and assign him a place with the unbelievers. That servant who knows his master's will and does not get ready or does not do what the master wants will be beaten with many blows. But the one who does not know and does things deserving of punishment will be beaten with but a few blows. So it's a whole lot worse to know.
Stay there, Daryl. Do 5 more minutes with us. And I'm not kidding. In fact, people don't believe this. Google pastors arrested Philadelphia for preaching and charged as hate criminals because they said that the anti-abortion message was hurtful. And this is on a street corner. And then also in Canada, they are arresting people that read from the Old and New Testament. So we're going to continue to commit crimes in 1 minute. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.